What's going on, everybody, man? It's your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor, with another instant classic of Hits Off the Streets. We are going to be doing something a little bit different for all you guys out there listening. And I want to go ahead and thank everybody that is tuned in, downloaded, shared, listened to the podcast, has been a fan of the podcast too as well. We are going to be touching base on the Southwest, what the Southwest had to offer back in the territorial days, the connection to the Old West. I am living up to my name as the professor, and you guys already know I've been a professor before. I've worked in the school districts for many years, and I want to educate everybody on a little bit of the Southwest and bring back some famous figures, some great times, a lot of great characters that were involved in bringing the Southwest together. And I have the honor of doing that for you guys. I want to go ahead and shout out Territorial News. You guys can catch them at www.facebook.com/territorialnews. You can also reach them at www.territorialnews.com. These guys are the ones that have these newspapers and these articles on all these famous events, people, figures that came to the Southwest. And I'm bringing it to the podcast, and I'm bringing it to you guys too as well. It's something that I've wanted to do for a while to change the pace of the podcast, but it's still going to be a podcast, y'all. Yo, I want to give a big, huge shout out to all our major sponsors before we even get started, man. Stone Cafe and Event Center down in Tucson, Arizona. Tyler Harding at Truth and Humor. Bacanora Danzari, Miss Esperanza Torres. TJ Promotions, a brand new element that we added to the game and a brand new sponsor too as well. Hormiga Ghetto Familia, big shout out to everybody out in Tucson, Arizona. We have a lot of major news coming your way, and we also have a lot of major players that are going to jump into the podcast too as well. Guys, I have a traveling podcast. If you guys want to get on the podcast, just come on through, man. Let me know where you want me to be, where do you want me to show up, and I will get there. Everybody knows that I am a man of my word, y'all. Also, I want to let everybody know too, yo, my schedule and my days get filled up really quick with all three of my jobs and the podcast. And when I try to book you guys, let's be sure that we are going to be booked, because I have a waiting list almost going on a month and a half to 2 months of people that we need to get on the program, yo. That's how busy we are. That's how busy I stay working. And I want to thank everybody, man, for acknowledging that too as well. And I am one that shows up on time, yo. You know, I ain't that Mexican that shows up, you know, an hour or 2 hours later, yo. I'm that person that tells you, this time we're starting, this time we going, yo, we going, y'all. And that's just out of respect, you know what I mean? Out of professionalism too as well, you know, just be professional about, you know, setting things up, setting dates up too as well. And yo, let's make things happen, man. You know, Phoenix, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, representing big time out here. And also I want to give a big, huge shout out to the hometown of Nogales, Arizona, and to everybody that's listening. If it wasn't for you guys, man, this show wouldn't be where it's at. And I want to go ahead and thank everybody for tuning in wherever you guys are at listening to us, man, in the morning, in the evening, midday, before you guys go to sleep, at the gym, you know, taking that ride down wherever you guys are going. You know, thank you guys. I want to just thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. It's been a blessing bringing this program to you guys. And it's been an honor to be your guys' host. Big shout out to my team too, really quick. I want to go ahead and shout out my team. The homeboy Seth, he takes care of all the IT background about this program. He's the one that sets up all the dates. He's the one that puts all the podcasts out too as well. Big shout out for his hard work. He was the one that motivated me and pushed me to get this program started. And we have not stopped ever since, yo. Also, I want to go ahead and give a big, huge shout out to Compa Terco, man, in the building, yo. That guy, man, has done so much for this program, has amped it up too as well. He's one of the greatest co-hosts that I've ever worked with, and on and off too as well. He does all the videos for us. He manages a YouTube channel, man. Big shout outs to you guys. Big shout outs to my team. Tyler Harding too as well, man, for all his flyer work. He's the guy that gets all the flyer work from you guys. All we ask is for you guys to share and to follow us, and we'll give you a follow right back, y'all. It's something that we do, you know, show love where love is given, and that's what it's all about. I want to go ahead and shout out everybody too as well that has been with us since day one, man. To all my day ones out there, thank you, much love. And with that being said, I want to go ahead and get this program started. You know what I mean? I'm excited for this. I'm excited for what this side of the podcast is going to bring to everybody. A little bit of history, y'all. We get lost on history. We need to get more educated on where we come from. There's a lot of places in the United States, in the whole country, where there's a lot of cool stuff that happens. So get educated with yourselves. Be part of what history is, because, yo, we're going to be history at one point in time. You know, pagers now are history. DVDs are history. You know, the Discman is what I meant to say. VHS, you know, that's history now, y'all. But now I'm bringing you back, like, the 1800s, the early 1900s. You know, what history was back in the day. And this podcast is just growing in many ways, forms, sizes, shapes, and numbers. And I want to say thank you for everybody. So with that being said, man, let's go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and get the party started, y'all. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? Let me get on the mic. I got this hits off the streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy and your boy is back. So sit back, chill and relax. Cause
what's going on, everybody, man? It's your boy.
The broom and tell Proper what you're doing, baby D in the cut. She be like, what's up? So welcome to Hits.
Download your Podbean app.
Everybody got a story to tell.
Yep. Check us out on all major platforms. Well,
so sit back.
Hits off the streets. We making some noise out there.
Aquí contigo armando la lucha. Hits off the streets. I'm ready to groove, y'all. Number one podcast. Get your groove on. Sit back, read.
Big shout out to everybody in the state of Arizona. 2024. It's our year, y'all. Let's get it.
Action. Throw down another hit classic. Houdini ready magic.
What? Huh? Sup, kid?
The director ready action. Throw down another hit classic.
Wow.
Houdini ready magic.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody, man? It's your boy, El Profe. Streets the Professor. That's right, with another instant classic off. Hits off the streets, y'all. And tonight, I'm riding solo. Our very special guest, our invitado de honor this evening, is going to be the legend of the Wild West, Billy the Kid, y'all. I'm bringing it back, taking it back to the 1800s with y'all. I love it. Big shout out to Territorial News at www.facebook.com/territorialnews, y'all. Your connection to the Old West and your boy El Profe, Streets, the Professor, classes in session. Oh, yo. That's what we're going to call this, man, classes in session. Just like my three first mixtapes. It just came to me. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Yo, what's up? Let me get on the mic. I got this hits off the streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy and your boy is back. So sit back, chill and relax. Cause word on the street is you got something to prove and tell. Perfect what you're doing, baby D in the car. She be like, what's up? So welcome to Hits Off the Streets.
What's happening, everybody, man? I hope everybody's out there having a good time. It is April 17th, if I'm not mistaken, and we are having a very good time out here in Mesa, Arizona. Big shout outs to everybody that is in tune with us. Big shout outs to the hometown of Nogales, Rio Rico, Santa Cruz Valley Unified, you know, Santa Cruz County, you know. Big shout outs to Tubac, Amado, to Macacari, Sawarita, to all my people down there, man. Big shout out to all you guys holding it down and being big fans. Like I said earlier, we're doing things a little bit differently on this podcast. classes in session. I'm bringing to you guys the man, the myth, the legend, Billy the Kid, legend of the Wild West. From his first robberies to his days as the frontier gunslinger to his epic death at the hands of Pat Garrett, Billy the Kid's tale of Old West bloodshed is legendary. Yo, I'm a big Billy the Kid fan, so that's why this has a lot of meaning to me. Billy the Kid, man, his first arrest came from stealing clothes from a laundry, bro. That's what his first arrest, you got arrested for stealing laundry back in the day. Over a four-year gun span, Billy the Kid fought in over 15 shootouts. He is credited with killing four men himself, and he helped to kill at least five others. The Kid was a bold gunfighter who fought hard and died young. He earned his deadly reputation that way. Billy the Kid, also known as William Bonnie Kid Antrim, and William Antrim, was born Henry McCarty in New York City around 1860. McCarty's father died when Henry was a boy, and by 1865, the boy's mother, Catherine McCarty, had moved with Henry and his older brother to Indiana. There she met Bill Antrim, who moved with the McCartys to Wichita, Kansas a few years later. In 1871, they relocated to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where Antrim and Catherine wed in 1873. They then moved to Silver City, New Mexico, where Catherine died of tuberculosis in 1874. While in his mid-teens, Kid Antrim, as he was known during this period, drifted into trouble. He was arrested in the Silver City for theft, but escaped jail and left town. Heading to AZ, Arizona, he worked briefly at the big ranch of Henry C. Hooker and then turned to rustling horses around the Camp Grant area. It was during this period that this kid killed his first man on August 17th, 1877. The kid tangled with blacksmith F.P. Cal Hill Atkins' saloon. They burly man wrestled the kid to the floor, but the slender teenager managed to pull his revolver and shoot him. Cahill died the next day, and the kid was wanted for murder. You guys know the kid never robbed a train or a bank. This is not what he was known for. He was more known for the deaths and the gunshots and the killings of all these men. That's something to just put in the back of your head. He never robbed a train and never robbed a bank. The kid fled to Lincoln County, New Mexico. The vast country covered the entire southeastern quarter of New Mexico and was settled primarily by ranchers, including Cattle King John Chisholm. Lincoln Country was a lawless place. Outlaws and bloodshed were commonplace in the sparsely settled region. And soon the kid changed his name to Billy Bonnie, and he joined the boys, a gang of horse hustlers led by Jesse Evans. Bonnie proved to be a likable but volatile drifter who spoke fluent Spanish, was especially popular with Mexican women, and soon became known as Billy the Kid. He was 5'8" or 9" tall with blue eyes, a smooth complexion, and prominent front teeth. Yo, I guess having teeth back in the day was a thing, you know what I mean? You had to have some teeth. I'm loving today's session, man. Billy the Kid. Legend of the Wild Wild West, y'all. He was actually claimed to have killed 21 men in his lifespan out there, Billy the Kid was. He was said to be friendly and personable at times. And he and many recalled that he was as little as a cat. Contemporaries described him as a neat dresser who favored an unborn Mexican sombrero. After Jesse Evans got arrested, the kid went to work as a cattle guard for John Tunstall, a young English cattleman and banker. Tunstall and his partner, Al Alexander McSween opened a retail business in direct competition with two gentlemen named Lawrence Murphy and James Dolan. Murphy and Dolan owned the only Mercantile store in Lincoln County and were so powerful that they enrolled nearly everything in Lincoln County, including the local law enforcement. Their attempts to squash Tunstall and McSween's enterprises resulted in Tunstall's murder by the posse led by Sheriff William Bradley. Before the kids' eyes on February 18, 1878, and triggered the famous Lincoln County War. Did you know that he met Wyatt Earp in Jerome, Arizona? How many of y'all been to Jerome, man? Jerome's pretty dope. They got some crazy stories out there in Jerome. So big shout out to everybody in Jerome, Arizona, man, holding it down. Unhappy that he was unable to protect his employer from assassins, the kid swore vengeance and participated fully in the full-scale war that ensured the kid eagerly joined the Regulators, a gang which was led by Tunstall's foreman, Dick Brewer, swearing retribution for Tunstall's murder. The Regulators chased down two of the posse members, Frank Baker and William Morton, and shot them dead on March 9th. Next, the Regulators went after Sheriff Bradley on April 1st. The kid and five other Regulators set up an ambush on Lincoln Dusty Main Street. About mid-morning, Bradley walked by along with the several other men. Suddenly, the Regulators opened fire, killing Bradley and mortally wounded one of their deputies. The kid was mildly wounded in the ensuing gunfight, but managed to escape. His gun of choice, guys, was the double-action Colt Lightning. That was his gun of choice when he was out there. 3 days later, the kid rode with a dozen other Regulators scouring the countryside for member of Mill and for the opposition. They stopped for a meal shortly after their arrival. Andrew Buckshot Roberts rode into town hunting Regulators for the price of $200, the reward that had been posted for the killers of Sheriff Bradley. Despite the odds, Buckshot Roberts took on the Regulators, wounding two and killing Dick Brewer before being shot and killed himself. The Lincoln Country War came to the bloody climax during the five-day Battle of Lincoln in mid-July of 1878. The kid and the gunman were resigned in the house of Tunstall's friend Alexander McSween. While other Regulators fought from nearly and nearby oppositions, opposing gunmen were reinforced by troops from Fort Staten. The house was burned to the ground and the McSween was shot. Five Regulators were hit, but the kid managed. My man, Billy the Kid, managed to escape, y'all. To get away and unscathed. Billy the Kid was dope, y'all. You guys got to know, man. Billy the Kid had about 27 movies made about him. And he is one of my favorite legends of the Wild Wild West. And that's why we're bringing this program to you guys. And I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in with us, man. Go ahead and download your Podbean app. Go ahead and check us out on all major platforms. If you guys are interested in coming onto the program, give me a shout out on my IG at StreetsChris1. Also on my Facebook page at El Profe Streets. That is my artist page. And we can set something up for you guys, man, for a podcast too as well. Just remember, I'm really busy, but thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for being patient with me too as well. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Big shout outs to Gina and at Box and Mail too as well. And I want to just thank everybody for their time. And I want to give a big, huge shout out to this beautiful lady right here, Miss Norma, man. Thank you for everything too. She has been an inspiration to me and has inspired me to do a lot of great things. Now, as a hunted outlaw, the kid surrendered to the authorities in exchange for amnesty from territorial governor Lewis Wallace. Apprehensive over his approach, the trial, the kid left Lincoln, thus violating this kid, then formed a gang of rustlers with several other regulators. Refusing to leave Lincoln County, the kid and his gang rustled livestock and accepted shelter from numerous friends and sweethearts. In November of 1880, the kid was nearly caught by a posse when he was trapped in a ranch house near White Oaks with two other outlaws. After darkness fell, he shot his way free. On December 15th, 1880, Governor Wallace placed a reward for $500 on Kid's head, and Sheriff Pat Garrett began his relentless pursuit of the outlaw. On the night of December 19th, 1880, the kid led five other fugitives into Fort Sumter for food and recreation, but Garrett and his posse were there and opened fire. The kid and his men were trailed to a hideout and Stinking Springs. The posse killed one man, and the kid surrendered and outnumbered finally surrendered to Garrett. Tried, convicted, and sentenced in Mesilla, the kid was jailed in Lincoln to await a hanging. However, on April 18, 1881, he managed to procure a revolver which may have been planted in the outhouse and killed J.W. Bell Bob Linger, a guard who had bullied the kid and threatened him, came running to see what the problem was. He was met by the kid, who was brandishing Ollinger's shotgun. "Hello, Bob," the kid sneered. The kid blasted both barrels into Ollinger and threw the shotgun down beside his tormentor's body, reportedly shooting, "You won't follow me," and more with that gun. He escaped and hid out in the nearby countryside. Guys, one of my favorite movies out there, man, you guys already know, is Young Guns. And everybody that took part in Young Guns was down here in Tucson, Arizona, at the Old Town Studio that we got down there, man. Big shout outs to Tucson, because that place has been here for years, has been filmed, has been a part of the film industry for a very long time, and has always brought great flicks to all of us. The Three Amigos was filmed there too as well. Guys, Tucson has a lot of history. Tucson is very great and unique in its own way. But there's a lot of history down there. If you go a little bit further down south to a place called Tubac, Tumacacari, and Amado, they got the Mission out there where Father Kino had to pass by here. So you guys know we had a lot of people coming through Arizona and pass by Phoenix, also pass by Tucson. It's very, very interesting to know that we had people like this run these areas when it was just dirt, weeds, mesquites, and cattle just all over the place. Different times, man. Big time. There are about 46 Billy the Kid movies, if you include Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because Billy Kid did come out on that too, as well as one of the historical figures out there. Billy the Kid is legendary, y'all. Get in tune with Arizona. Get in tune with your hometown. Be part of something great in your hometown. Nogales has a lot of history out there by the border too, as well. We have the National Nogales Historical Museum, where we housed Geronimo at that jail. And that jail cell where Geronimo was at, he's still there. The jail cell itself. We have the San Javier Mission in Tucson, too, as well, as soon as you come into Tucson. We have a lot of cool stuff out here. If you guys go down to the Tubac Historical Museum, they have the first printing press in all the state of Arizona. And it's pretty dope to go down there and check that out, man. That school that is built there is still there from the 1800s inside. It's a pretty cool place. Learn your history, guys. On the night of July 14th, 1881, Garrett led two deputies into Fort Sumter, where the kid had gone to visit a sweetheart. Garrett ventured alone to the home of the kid's friend, Pete Maxwell, to ascertain the kid's whereabouts. Around midnight, as Garrett was questioning Maxwell in his darkened bedroom, the kid unexpectedly entered the room, intending to ask for the key to the meat house so he could cut a steak. Seeing the dim form sitting on the Maxwell's bed and not recognizing the sheriff's in the darkness, the kid asked, "Guinness, Guinness," which is Spanish for, "Who is it? Who is it?" As a reply, Garrett triggered a bullet into the kid's heart. He was buried the next day in the Fort Sumter Cemetery. That's crazy, yo. You guys all know the stories about Billy the Kid and how he escapes and he's killed and then he's reborn. Yo, it's nuts what the Old West had in store for us, man. I don't know how these guys did it in the nighttime, dog, just cruising around with the light. You guys already know that Hollywood sheds more light on these places where these guys traveled than the moon. So these guys were traveling at night, just going through stuff, man. Imagine about the horses, dog. You know what I mean? It's crazy. As a reply, Garrett, Billy the Kid had been somewhat of a folk hero among the citizens of the area, and through the New Mexican newspaper called Pat Garrett the Hero of the Hour. For his efforts in bringing the kid to justice, most people vilified Garrett for having killed a favorite son. In fact, Garrett was defeated in his next election for sheriff of Lincoln County. I want to give a big, huge shout out once again to Territorial News, man. Check them out at www.territorialnews.com. And also check them out on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/territorialnews. Yo, I think this is really important for the program because I just like people to be in tune with history and where they come from. And me taking the time to read to you guys, reading is really, really important, guys. It helps out a lot. And as you can see, I still need to improve on my reading skills. But, yo, it's really important to get that knowledge. Feed that brain, because that's what you guys are doing when you guys are reading. You're feeding the brain. A lot of you guys spend about 23 and a half hours on the phone. And you guys can read through your phone, too, as well, for those that can see. And take it into consideration, yo. Reading is a lost art. From when I heard that some libraries are stopping to carry books, that right there, or no books are used also in the classrooms, it's kind of sad, but it's history, you know what I mean? Everything now is used on the phones or on tablets, but now we're getting away from books, from textbooks, you know, being book smart. That you don't hear that no more. Pick up a newspaper, pick up a magazine, pick up, you know, something that you're interested in, and go ahead and start reading. We will be also having Mr. Garrett as one of our guests on our Classes and Sessions podcast. And we are going to be also touching base on the Pony Express, the shootout at the OK Corral. I'm bringing history to you guys, and I'm going to enjoy it just as much as you guys are. Everybody has a story to tell. Come and tell your story on the program. How dope would it have been to have Billy the Kid on the program talking about his adventures out in the Southwest? It would have been an honor just to have him come and speak to all of us. But now we have the honor of reading about it, and you have the honor of your boy telling it to you guys. We have reached CC Says, and CC says it like this. A penny saved is a penny earned. Benjamin Franklin said it best. You guys, take into consideration the change that's out on the floors, man. Pick it up, put it in a little bottle. You know, it'll go a long way. Everything's so expensive now. Everything's crazy now. The world's crazy. Work hard for what you guys want in life. Be leaders out there. The world needs a lot of leaders. We all need to get onto the same program and be in tune with each other and with others. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to the brand new little twist that we have on the show, and I'm really grateful for it, and I think it'll do very well. Big shout out to all my major sponsors, Stone Cafe and Event Center in Tucson, Arizona, Tyler Harding at Truth and Humor, Bacanora Danzari, TJ Promotions, Hormiga Ghetto Familia. Yo, thank you guys. We got a lot of major things coming to this program, and this is just one edition, but we have some major news coming for you guys too as well. Keep it in tune. We will be out in Mesa at the 420 show, and then we're going to be down in Green Valley in Hanna too as well for another 420 event where I will do two separate podcasts for everybody out there. Also, this Sunday, man, we had little Cueta in the building and AC the promoter, man. Big shout out to you guys, man, and for your time. Big shout out to everybody listening and in tune with us. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to be bringing you guys the guests that we have had on the program. Los invitados de honor, es un gusto para tener todos aquí con nosotros. Con eso les quería decir a todos que pasen muy buenas noches. Que tengan un bonito día, una buena tarde, wherever you guys are at listening to us, man. I hope you guys have a good evening, good morning, good afternoon. It's an honor to be here with you guys, and it was an honor to bring you guys a legend of the Wild Wild West, a true legend by the name of Billy the Kid. One of my favorite stories to touch base on, and I couldn't have had it any better. I've had this in the vault for a while. And big shout out to Carlos, too, because I know Carlos wanted to be here for Billy the Kid, but we got a little ahead of ourselves, and we ended up just doing it because it's something that needed to get done. The timing's right. You guys that know me know that I'm always saying when the timing's right, stuff's supposed to happen, and the timing was right for Billy the Kid to come out and relive and be relived and be heard. So I just want to go ahead and say thank you to everybody. Check us out on all major platforms. Download your Podbean app. And just be part of something great, man, you know. I just also want to give a big, huge shout out to my mom, Martha, to my dad, Mariano, to my brother, Mariano, my sister, Sabrina, and my two beautiful daughters. You know? We reached that part of the program that I like to call famous last words of a foo. What's up, foo? And if I had my last famous words, this is what my words would be. What the world really needs is more love and less hate. Take that into consideration, guys. Thank you guys for joining me, man. This has been your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor, with Classes and Sessions. Legends of the Wild Wild West, with our invitado de honor, with our guest of honor, Billy the Kid. With that, we are out.